here's to a fresh start.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Government warns against unlawful possession and procession as Archbishop Banda appears before DEC. Man arrested for allegedly causing death of his one-year-old child. In global news, schools to start reopening after Nigeria mass abduction. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has advised members of the public to refrain from joining a procession that the Catholic Church has called to escort Lusaka Archbishop Dr. Alec Banda to the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, offices tomorrow following his summoning. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Mwimbu has disclosed that despite several calls by the Catholic Church and some opposition political parties, no official notification has been received by the police to request for a permit to conduct a procession that will be organized outside the church program. He says the summon to Archbishop Banda to appear before DEC is a personal matter and has nothing to do with the church, as he has been summoned in an individual capacity. Mr. Mwimbu has emphasized that no one is above the law, further stressing that Archbishop Banda will only be allowed to appear before DEC with his lawyers and a few bishops that will escort him in accordance with the law.
It's not the first time that a leader of my church has been called to appear before law enforcement agencies, not just in Zambia, but throughout the world. As a responsible government, we ensure that there will be no violation of the rights of individuals tomorrow. We call upon all law-abiding citizens not to participate in the call-outs that have been made by political players. We are aware that the Socialist Party president issued a public statement where he was calling on all his party members to turn out and give solidarity to the Archbishop. That statement is a political statement, calling out members of the public, his members, to turn out.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwimbu has confirmed that President Hakainde Hichilema will this month with the Catholic bishops following... I beg your pardon, I'll read that again. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwimbu has confirmed that President Hakainde Hichilema will this month meet with the Catholic bishops following a letter from the church in which they have requested for a meeting with him to address several matters of national importance. But Zambia Must Prosper President Kelvin Walyafube says the summoning of Archbishop Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission risks inflaming national tensions. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Fube has warned that targeting a senior Catholic leader could provoke widespread public reaction, noting that the Catholic Church commands a large following across the country. He has cautioned that any unrest arising from the matter would be the result of poor judgment by authorities.
The Catholic Church is the biggest church in this country. You can't deny that. Whether you like it or not, you cannot deny that. When you attack an archbishop or the diocese, all the congregants are affected. So when you see a mob at deck tomorrow, don't bring out your guns and start firing and shooting children's people, because you've asked for this. they will lead a mob there to go and support their archbishop, because they are affected. He is their shepherd. They are the flock. And the good book tells us, my shepherd know my voice. I have seen a notice from the vicar general now, addressing all the congregants. Attend mass tomorrow morning, then march to drug enforcement to go and support the archbishop. You can't stop them.
Police in Lusaka have detained a 43-year-old man for allegedly causing the death of his one-year-old child in a case that initially began as unlawful wounding in Chibolia compound. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed that police on January 1, 2026, received a report from 33-year-old Justina Chabala of Chibolia compound, who reported that her one-year-old daughter, Christine Chabala, had been injured by her husband, Evans Chabala, aged 43. Mr. Chilavi says the circumstances surrounding the matter are that the couple was at home when a quarrel reportedly ensued, and that during the altercation, the suspect allegedly picked up a television antenna to hit his wife, but in the process, an aluminium bar from the antenna hit the baby, who was strapped to her mother's back, causing a deep head wound. He says concerned neighbors apprehended the suspect and took him to the police, while the child was rushed to the University Teaching Hospital, where she was admitted, but later died on January 2, 2026, around 11 hours. In another incident, Mr. Chilavi has disclosed that a 35-year-old man identified as Joseph Mbuzi of Kanyama compound was murdered last night in Lumumba area. Mr. Chilavi says the deceased, a caretaker at a farm in Mungule Chibombo district, was accused of stealing 3,000 building blocks, which he allegedly sold to a neighbor. He explains that while being taken to Kanyama police station by the complainant and family members, he was reportedly attacked by members of the public in an act of mob justice, sustaining multiple injuries, and was rushed to Kanyama Level 1 Hospital, where he later died.
During the altercation, the suspect allegedly picked up a television antenna to strike his wife. In the process, an aluminium bar from the antenna struck the baby, who was strapped to her mother's back, causing a deep head wound. Concerned neighbors apprehended the suspect and took him to the police, while the child was rushed to the University Teaching Hospital, where she was admitted. On January 2, 2026, around 11 hours, the child was confirmed dead. The suspect remains in custody pending formal charges. The child's body is at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary pending a post-mortem examination.
The National Freedom Front, NFF, has strongly condemned the United States' aggression against Venezuela, calling it a threat to global peace and stability. NFF Secretary General Harry Simuntala said the U.S. actions, including military force, sanctions and kidnapping of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, violate international law and state sovereignty. Mr. Simuntala states that the invasion of Venezuelan territory and the abducting of a sitting head of state constitute a grave violation of international law, the UN Charter, and the core principles of state sovereignty. He has urged the UN and its Security Council to take decisive action against the US and has called on Zambia and the Global South to reject double standards in enforcing international law. Mr. Simuntala adds that an attack on Venezuela is an attack on the international legal order itself, stating that the world must choose between a future governed by law and multilateralism or one dictated by empire and force.
As National Freedom Front, we call upon the United Nations and its Security Council to act with agency, not rhetoric. Endless speeches cannot replace decisive action. International law cannot be enforced selectively, and sovereignty cannot be conditional on alignment with Western power. We further urge the Zambian government and the broader global South to move from silence to action. The international community must reject double standards that excuse crimes when committed by powerful states.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has successfully trained artisanal and small-scale miners from more than 1,000.